Good day, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you a fresh roundup of Australia's financial services news on Saturday, April 20th, 2024. First up, a major leap towards environmental sustainability. The pension giant UniSuper has allocated an impressive $600 million to Macquarie Group's Renewable Energy Fund, indicating a steady shift towards climate change mitigation and sustainable practices. Given that UniSuper controls largely from the higher education sector, this shift punctuates an emergent industry trend towards clean energy. The investment is intended to spur Macquarie's renewable projects across Western Australia, rendering UniSuper as a pioneering figure in the superannuation field. In other news, participation in life insurance took a noticeable dip over the last half decade. Working age adults insured dropped roughly one-fifth from 94% in 2017 to a current 77%, largely attributed to the Protecting Your Super legislative changes. The Council of Australian Life Insurers warns of an expanding underinsurance gap that stands to affect an estimated 3.4 million Australians. Despite the landscape's apparent gloom, positive shifts have given rise to three consecutive quarters of new business growth, fanning hopes of potential market recovery and the eventual closure of the underinsurance gap. Turning our attention to education finance reveals an alarming trend. A forecasted 16% surge in student loans under the current Labor government flags pressing concerns as the outstanding debt figures are predicted to jump an additional $12.3 billion. The Greens have pushed for substantial policy review and reform to combat this financial strain. Proposals include adopting more progressive solutions, similar to those used in the United States, such as implementing debt forgiveness programs and reducing the cost of higher education. And lastly, tipping our hat to an emblem of old-school banking as we enter a new era. As of June 16th, ANZ Bank will cease issuing new checkbooks, a direct response to a 90% drop in check usage over the past decade, and a sign of the inexorable digital transformation of finance. However, existing checkbook users can continue their service as ANZ looks to phase in more alternative digital payment methods, reflecting a larger shift towards digital banking across the sector. That's it for today's Daily Wrap. Please head to financialservicesonline.com.au for further details on these stories and more. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you in the know on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. And until next time, stay financially empowered.